reminder to media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Rush Huseman. Good morning, Coach Huseman.
Got me?
Yeah, I got you now. Good morning.
Good morning, Rob.
Congratulations to your team. Certainly a tremendous performance in that 30-10 win over Stony Brook, your fourth straight CAA win. What most impressed you about the way your team played Saturday?
Well, I mean, it was a good win. I mean, anytime you beat Stony Brook, who has been really good for a long time now, quality program, they know how to win. They've shown that this year, that they can win at any point in time in a game. To win a game against those guys is huge for us. And, you know, we played good on offense. We played good on defense. And, you know, there were some, you know, until you go back and look at the film, you don't realize, you know, that's 30-10, but you know, that's not a 30-10 game. You know, there were a couple of, they, you know, you don't see some of these things, but you know, they actually had a little run play, and there's a huge seam, and we've got nobody. It's probably going to be a 60-yard touchdown run, and Colby Ritten just somehow falls off a block and gets him on the ground that nobody really sees. Just says, you know, just show Colby getting a tackle. And you know, they pop a slant route, and we miss a tackle when he's running down the field. And, you know, Nile Harris with a nice hustle play, you know, gets it stripped from the back end, and Brandon picks it up and takes it 20 yards. And so, you know, little things like that, you know, make a difference in a game. You know, our teams, both Stony Brook and Richmond, are very comparable. You know, and just like everybody in this league, everybody's comparable. Anybody can beat anybody, and it's a player too every game that makes a difference. And sometimes you see him, sometimes you don't. We're happy to get out of that one with a win, because we knew how good and physical they were. But I was proud of our defensive front. I think our defensive front played a physical brand of football. We were nervous coming into that. Such a physical downhill running game Stony Brook's got. You know, we were nervous. We knew they had good backs. Their quarterback's an excellent player. And somehow we got off of blocks up front and made some plays and bottled things up and you know, forced them to throw probably a little bit more than they wanted to.
Got an immediate question to you if you'll get that for us, Pasha. Can you get the media question, please?
She's still there, out to lunch.
Yeah. Here we go. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, Coach, since coming back from the injury, Joe has just been putting up some great numbers, both passing and running. What do you feel like has been sort of instrumental in him having such a strong back half of the season?
But Joe's talented. We've known that since we got here. He can throw it. He can run it. He's a big physical guy. We just constantly working with Joe on being a quarterback and doing things the right way, not only on the field and in practice, but you know, just in outside the field, off the field, and where, you know, quarterbacks got a lot of responsibility on their shoulders, and not just what you do in a game, but you know how you handle yourself in practice, how you take coaching, those types of things. And Joe's really progressed. He's listening to our offensive coordinator. When he comes off the field, you know, the communication is really good. He understands what's happening. You know, what happened here? Why did this occur? And it's really helped. And he's distributed the ball, and for the most part, taken care of it. I know we had a couple turnovers this past week, but one was just in trying to get extra yards by him. The other one was kind of off of receiver's hand. So he's playing good. Awful proud of him, and we need him to keep playing like that.
And when you mention, like, off the field, what's I guess why is that kind of important for your quarterback to have that sort of approach of being sort of an off-field leader as well as on the field?
Well, I just think, you know, it's a guy that's got the ball in his hands every snap. And, you know, people look to see, you know, how he handles himself. You know, but I've always said this about quarterback. I mean, it's you better be on your P's and Q's everywhere you are, no matter what, because for the most part, you're the face of the program. And Joe's done a great job of trying to be a better leader. Trying to take charge. Not only taking charge, but also, you know, I just see him a lot. I mean, encouraging players and picking players up, and he's never been a blame guy. He's never really pointed fingers. He's always been great about that. But I don't know. Just he's confident. He's always been confident. And you know, when you start to make plays, you know, your confidence level goes up. And I think that's what's happened.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, one more, Russ. Just kind of building on Joe. Obviously, Charlie Fessler and Keyston Fuller with both had big games and have had big seasons. How impressed are you with the way that those guys have so quickly built a rapport with Joe and your quarterbacks?
Extremely impressed. But, you know, a lot of credit goes to those guys. They came in and wanted to fit in. They're hard workers. It's important to them that we win. It's important to them that they help this team win and lead. And Joe's done a great job of getting the ball to those guys. And you got to give all three of those guys a lot of credit. They have, you know, kind of got a relationship going here, and they feel good, you know, about throwing and catching to each other. And I'm pleased with where all three of those guys are right now.
I want to go back and talk about your defense. Obviously, you did something that very few teams have done, which was slow Stony Brook's running game. But the other stat that sort of jumped out was the fact that you held them to 2 for 14 on third down, able to get off the field. How big was that?
Huge. Normally when we play good on defense, we're getting off the field on third down. Some games this year we haven't gotten off the field on third downs, and they haven't been real good games. And you got to figure out a way to get off the field. And you know, we were nervous about third downs because their quarterback is such a dynamic player. He's hurt people on third and fourth downs with his legs. We made the decision that we're going to do things to not give him lanes up the middle for sure. And so we were nervous, but, you know, we got off the field on third down, and that was probably the biggest difference in the game. And we actually converted more third downs this week than we have all year. And when you can do that and keep drives alive, you score points and put up yards, and when you get off the field on third down, you know, you hold opponents down. And this was our third down efficiency on both sides of the ball was the best it's been all year.
Another big challenge, another quality quarterback this week as you go to Villanova, as you've started to look at the Wildcats. What are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Well, you started with the quarterback. I think he's a great player. And I tell you what, coming in, first-year guy from another program, I know they're thrilled having him. He's a tremendous player, but he has some weapons. You know, he's got some wideouts he can get it to. They're big and physical up front, like they always are. I think they're well coached on the offensive side of the ball. They have schemes for each week that are really well thought out and effective that we have to be prepared for. I know losing a running back earlier in the year hurts, but you know, they got two freshmen that are really good players that can pop it on you. So we know it's going to be a huge, huge challenge. We're gonna have to play our best to come out with a win here.
Four straight TA wins to get to 4-1, a game out of first place. How much momentum do you feel like your team has built here over these last several weeks?
Well, I think, you know, we're kind of playing with some confidence. You know, we're practicing well every week. That's helped us a bunch. I really try to, and just probably like every coach in this league, I think everybody understands that your preparation and your practice and how you practice and how these guys take care of their bodies, whether it's treatment or how they eat and their sleep habits, are critical to being effective. And I think that all builds confidence. When you practice well during the week, I think you're confident, you know, and it helps you each and every week. But I do think our guys, you know, are playing with confidence, which is a key part of this.
All right, Russ, thanks as always for the time today. Safe travels to Philadelphia, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks.